It's a very simple connection to make.
Extremely simple. And I can actually leave the modem plugged in once it's done that, without affecting the telephone. I'm now waiting for the computer to answer me. It asks with a tone, and then I just flick a switch on the modem and replace the receiver. And
things are starting to happen.
The press-up computer is now asking me to enter my own personal password, which I've now done. And it comes up with an opening screen.
Now, Julian, can you tell me, what is Micronet?
Well, Micronet basically is an area of Prestel that's specially designed for microcomputer users. It has a lot of facilities. It has a magazine-type page of what's new today, daily news, reviews of the current software that's available. There's a letters page that people can write in. There are programs available on Micronet that you can load directly down the phone line. Some of them are free, some of them you do have to pay for.
Now, Pat, whose computer is it?
Well, it's a cooperative, really. We all have a part share, but Julian and I mainly use it.
And why did you buy a computer?
Well, I was very interested in the new technology and didn't want to be left behind. I don't think it's only for the youngsters at school now. I think us older ones will have to learn a lot about it.
And what do you use the computer for?
Well, for keeping household records, such as what I have in the freezer and people's telephone numbers and addresses. I use it as a word processor for my letters, which always come out perfect now. And the most exciting thing I find is the mailbox where I write to other people on the Prestel system.
And who have you written to recently? You got any examples?
I sent a message to my doctor asking for a prescription, and he's left the prescription for me in the chemist.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Pat and Julian. We'll be seeing you later in the programme.
Bye,
Jane. Okay.
If you have anything you want to say to us here on Database, and you're connected to the Prestel service,
This is Mr. Stalking Johnny. He's for. Oh. Thank you. Bisebon.
You are about to listen to what was once an urban legend here in Copenhagen. The story of a shoebox left behind in an apartment complex in the small town of Esbjerg, on the western shore of Denmark, by a crew of oil rig workers, so-called roughnecks, from Bristol. The shoebox was filled with cassette tapes featuring various DJs and artists from various locations in the beginning of the 90s. Some tapes are recorded off the radio, some are mixtapes and compilations, and some are clearly DJ sets recorded directly from the mixer at the club. All of them feature a mesmerizing trance music that these oil rig workers from Bristol couldn't live without all those lonely days and nights out there on the drilling platform. The shoebox was found by a janitor who gave it to his son, who soon realized the importance of these documents and therefore kept the shoebox, moving it around between apartments, storing facilities and attics for over 2 decades. These cassette tapes have traveled through time and space, adding value to their content. Now they have finally arrived at the Lake Radio, a time warp from the heydays of British rave, trance and acid house. We present the tapes untouched, unedited and in their entirety. We highly encourage you to turn up the volume. Enjoy. This is the Forgotten Tapes of the Roughnecks, also known as Borbisebon, on the Lake Radio.